Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay. People, I need to talk about Newcastle today. Newcastle just lost against Leeds. Again. Right now, Steve Bruce is under pressure. He's been under pressure for the past few weeks now. But right now, as we speak, people, this is not good. Remember yesterday I was talking about Frank Lampard losing his job because the owner of Chelsea spent just over 200 million. So that was pressure right there. He couldn't make that work. He left his job. Now I'm looking at Steve Bruce. No investment. Mike Ashley hasn't put no money on this team. I'm looking those players there, people. I'm trying to figure out how they can win. I don't think this team, that Newcastle team, can win the championship right now. Let's just say we take them down right now to the championship. I don't think they're winning any games. I don't think so. They're just bad right now. They're really bad. This is a bad team. No investment. You have Steve Bruce. I mean, what the hell are you expecting? And I heard a fan. Fans are talking. The Newcastle fans are talking. They want to play expanding football. What the hell are they talking about? They want to play expanding football. What type of player do you have to play that type of game? You don't have that type of resources. Your owner does not want to spend money. You're looking at your manager. He doesn't like playing that type of football. But the fans want to play expanding football. I mean, everybody's dreaming over there at Newcastle right now. This is crazy to me. You don't have the player to play that type of football. Matter of fact, you don't have anybody out there who can actually play for the Premier League. Those guys are not Premier League level players. I don't think so. I think they should all go down to the Championship. Sometimes, if you don't work hard, you know, your level stay where you are. I mean, those guys, they don't work hard. Now, I'm looking at Steve Bruce. He doesn't look or doesn't sound like somebody who can raise the level of any of those players. Because I watched Newcastle this season. They play bad football. It's really, really bad, people. Really bad. There's nothing out there. I mean, really, if there's nothing going on, I think the time that day I was watching the game is because it was snowing out there. I had nowhere to go and I had to watch that. I had to. Because there was nowhere to go. But I'm telling you right now, Newcastle play bad football. This is so bad at so many levels. Mike Ashley, the owner, doesn't want to spend any money. He's not interested. We can see that. He's not. He doesn't care. He wants to get rid of Newcastle. He was trying to sell it, you know, for one or two seasons now. So that tells me he doesn't want to spend money on that because he want to get rid of that. His job was, okay, let's try to get Newcastle back to the Premier League and find somebody who I can sell that to so I can make money. That's it. Mike Ashley just want to deal with his retail shop, you know, Sport Direct and everything else that he has out there as a retail shop. He doesn't care about, you know, the football club. He just doesn't care about that. So when I see the Newcastle fan trying to get on Steve Bruce, you know, that's funny to me. And Steve Bruce, looking at Steve Bruce, people, it's just old school manager. As far as I'm concerned, that should be his last time, you know, managing a club in Premier League. Let's be honest, people. He should go home, relax, or play some golf, something like that. Tactically, doesn't want to play good football, play long ball, defensive-minded coach. I mean, come on. What do you expect when you take somebody like Steve Bruce? You're not going too far. This is one of those guys, when you have him on your team, he can keep you up maybe for one or two seasons. That's it. That's about it. After that, he's going to take your team down. That's Steve Bruce right there. And please do not spend money on Steve Bruce. Just don't do that. We've seen what he's done before in so many clubs. Just don't spend money with Steve Bruce. I can't trust him. I can't trust me with my money. No chance. I see the Newcastle fan. I understand why they're pissed off. You know, Newcastle is definitely one of the biggest clubs in England. You know, the fan base is massive. It's a whole city. I mean, Newcastle is big. But right now, the owner doesn't really care. And it trickled down all the way to the manager and player. You can see that clearly. And that's why you see Steve Bruce right there. He can't complain. He can't really call out his owner. He can't do that. Why? Because, you know, they made the friends. He understand why he was called out there. I'm pretty sure there was a chat last season, two seasons, when he was, to say, look, man, you're coming over here for one or two seasons because I'm trying to sell this club. And that's me out. He's not going to say that. But we all know what's going on there. Newcastle is bad, people. It's really bad. Leeds, losing against Leeds. I tell you right now, and I say that right at the beginning, you take any team in a championship right now, they will beat Newcastle. That's how bad Newcastle is right now. They had a few results at the beginning, but right at the beginning, you know, because of the pandemic and all that, you know, so much, you know, everything was so unpredictable at the beginning of the season. But right now, this is the real Newcastle we see right now, losing games. This is what it should be. Sheffield United sitting back right there, but technically Newcastle should be sitting down there, you know, in relegation places as well. And let's be honest, people, they're definitely going to be there in the next few weeks because I can see Sheffield United trying to do some stuff there. You know, Brighton going up as well because they've got some really good team down there, but just the level at the Premier League is just so high. Those guys play good football, but sometimes it takes one or two mistakes and you lose the game. That's it. And Newcastle, the style of play, first of all, and you talk about the player, the resources that they have, and then you talk about the manager, all bad at so many levels. So bad. The only thing that's going to save Newcastle, first thing first, you need to get Mike Ashley to sell that club. When that new person comes in, they need to spend some money. You need to get everybody out of that building and start all over again. You're not winning anything with those players. I mean, come on, people. Look at the player. Look at the player that you have. They're not good. They're good enough to play for the championship, not for the Premier League, not at all. So people need to lower all those expectations at Newcastle. They need to lower that down completely. I understand they don't want to go back down. But I tell you right now, as long as Steve Bruce and Mike Ashley sitting up there, Newcastle fan, you need to be ready to play for the championship at the end of this season. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. You know, stay tuned on Slick Talk Show and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.